This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. AFBF used comments from Farm Bureau members to submit suggestions for regulatory reform to the Agriculture Department as part of the agency's efforts to implement the President's regulatory reform agenda. Paul Schlegel, AFBF's Director of Environment and Energy Policy, explained that overregulation by federal agencies is burdensome to all of agriculture. He said that it's hard to look at it nationally and say there's X amount of dollars, but it's significant. It runs from environment to natural resources to labor to endangered species. There's a whole range of things, and it is widespread, and it takes place everywhere. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has recognized one school as the Purple Plow Challenge winner for the summer season of the Makerspace Contest. The Kitchen to Garden to Kitchen team from Port Orange, Florida, was selected as the winner in the national competition and received a 3D printer and gift card to support future educational investments. The Purple Plow Challenge site, purpleplowchallenge.org, encourages students to research scenarios related to food, hunger, and sustainability. Students are also encouraged to build their own prototypes to solve problems. The resources provided for facilitators, students, and volunteers are written by teachers, aligned to national learning standards, and reviewed by industry experts. September is National Honey Month. Initiated by the National Honey Board in 1989, this marks an important time for honey producers and beekeepers across the nation. In the U.S., honey collection season typically concludes in September as bees begin to secure their hives and prepare for winter. Check out the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's blog post for a few fun, crazy facts you may not have known about bees, beekeeping, and honey. For example, there are nearly 20,000 known species of bees throughout the world. 4,000 are native to the U.S. Higher retail prices for several foods, including bacon, chicken breast, orange juice, sliced deli ham, and flour, resulted in a slight increase in AFBF's Fall Harvest Market Basket Survey. The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $51.13, up $1.43, or about 3% compared to a survey conducted a year ago. Of the 16 items surveyed, 12 increased and 4 decreased in average price. Several foods showed significant retail price increases from a year ago, including bacon, chicken breast, and orange juice, according to Dr. John Newton, AFBF's Director of Market Intelligence. Newton said bacon was up slightly because of the lower inventory and higher prices of pork bellies. We saw a rally in wholesale bacon prices this summer and fall, which is being reflected at the retail level. Bacon is a sexy food item in restaurants and everywhere else, creating an inventory decline and thus a price increase. Unless Congress acts on legislation to promote fair competition between Main Street retailers and internet-only sellers, states will lose more than $211 billion in tax revenue over the next 5 years, according to new analysis released by the Marketplace Fairness Coalition. Currently, a legal loophole allows some online retailers to avoid collecting the sales tax due during a transaction. While consumers are still liable for paying what's owed, few do, which gives online stores a strong advantage over their Main Street competitors. One of farmers and ranchers' biggest concerns about the lack of fair competition between brick-and-mortar stores and internet-only sellers is that local governments and schools often try to make up for the lost sales tax revenue by increasing property taxes, a burden that falls heavily on land-based business owners. Cow slaughter figures have been running high this year, showing year-over-year gains all but 3 weeks of 2017. Year-to-date, the number of total cows moving through the system is about 7% higher. Weekly slaughter rates were averaging 5% above a year ago through April and 8% above a year ago, April to July. Since then, slaughter rates have expanded to 10% above a year ago. Both the beef and dairy herds are sending cows to slaughter at a higher rate than in 2016, and rates across both herds have increased in the latter part of the year. Dairy cow slaughter year-to-date is 4% higher than 2016, and in recent weeks has averaged 7% higher compared to the 1% higher seen in the first third of the year. The beef herd, on the other hand, has seen some heavier culling this year. Beef cow slaughter is 11% higher through mid-September of this year. Save the Soil is the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's latest Purple Plow Challenge. The interactive challenge, which runs through November 1, asks students to research, design, construct, test, and report on a solution to topsoil erosion concerns in their area. The top three entries will win a 3D printer and Visa gift card to help buy supplies for future maker challenges. The Purple Plow Challenge is a great project for a multitude of groups with students in 5th to 8th grade, including makerspaces, after-school programs, in-school lessons, 4-H clubs, library learning, scout troops, and more. Purple Plow Challenge projects provide students a way to earn by doing. Each challenge has them explore agricultural topics through hands-on learning. A group of Minnesota 4-H'ers recently launched Beyond the Farm, a YouTube video series highlighting careers in agriculture as part of the Science of Agriculture Challenge. For the challenge, teams must first identify a problem in agriculture, then create a solution to that problem. According to Sydney Mitchell, her team's problem is that youth are not educated about or interested in agricultural careers. She and her team are working to inspire youth to learn more about agricultural careers and eventually go into them. To date, careers highlighted in the video series include agriculture instructor, meat goat producer, agribusiness manager, animal nutritionist, and greenhouse operator. Efforts continue to delay the HIT tax and its impact on the cost of health insurance. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado has introduced legislation to delay the HIT tax for 1 year. Joining Gardner as original co-sponsors of the legislation are Senators James Inhofe of Oklahoma, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Rob Portman of Ohio, Jeff Flake of Arizona, Roy Blunt of Missouri, John Barrasso of Wyoming, Ted Cruz of Texas, Dean Heller of Nevada, and Tim Scott of South Carolina. Farm Bureau supports the legislation. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.